start off updates on injuries. Obviously, Latavius Murray didn't practice today. Connor Vernon, Alex Parsons, and Stacy McGee were injured during practice. Obviously, some of those are starting to mount up a little bit. But that's, I think the day off tomorrow will be good for our guys. They've worked extremely hard. They're out here battling. They're playing physical. They're doing the things that we're asking them to do. But, you know, we can't concern ourselves with the injuries. We got to keep moving forward. All right, we got a team to get ready to play, and we're going to coach the heck out of the guys that are out here, and we'll go from there. But we got to start getting some guys healthy.
Coach, top to bottom overall assessment in the first week.
I think for overall it's been a good week. I mean, I think, you know, when you start training camp, what you're trying to do is you're trying to develop the culture of your team. You're trying to develop the foundation of what you want to be as a football team. And I think we're playing a physical brand of football, and we're working that way. And we're going to continue to do that.
What do you expect and hope the players do on their day off tomorrow?
Well, I hope they rest and recover their bodies. But I hope they stay in the playbook and pay attention to what we're doing, because – you know, I know we get a day off from practice, but really in the National Football League, there are no days off. I expect them to be ready to come out and practice and execute when we come back on Thursday.
How much separation, if any, have you seen from the quarterbacks first week one?
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of playing out about like I expected. I mean, I think Matt Flynn's been pretty consistent. You know, Terrell Pryor does some really nice things at times. I think he's improved as a football player and as a passer. You know, as well as Tyler Wilson and Matt McGloin's made some plays. So I think those guys are doing exactly what we want them to do, is keep competing and keep playing. Don't worry about the depth chart. Just worry about getting yourself better.
What have you seen from some of these young DBs that are on the team?
Well, I mean, I think I'm pleased with the defensive back group overall as a whole. I think the good thing we have in that group is we've got a mixture of some young, talented players as well as some veteran leadership back there. And so I think it's an improved group. And I'm anxious to see, you know, when we get some of these young guys in preseason games and see how they respond.
Cornell, what's your impression of the receiving core? And do you have a position or possession receiver or a go-to guy at this point?
Well, no, I don't think we have a go-to guy yet. That's what we're trying to develop. And I've said this before. I'm waiting for somebody to really jump out and say that they're going to be the guy. We've got a talented group. We've got a young group, and they're working hard. And it's a work in progress. But we've got until September to figure that out.
Corey Nelm seems to be around the ball a lot. Some guys just have that knack to do it. Is he one of those types of guys, or what did you see in?
Well, I think Corey's worked extremely hard to put himself in position to make some plays. You know, he's kind of been, he's worked in at corner, he's worked in at safety, and having that type of versatility always helps players, as well as his ability to play special teams. So, you know, he, like a lot of guys that are in his position, they're fighting and battling to find a spot on the roster. You know, the more you can do, the better it's going to be for you.
It seemed like David Bass the other day was able to pressure the quarterback a couple times and then made a couple more plays out there today. What have you seen from him so far?
Well, that's what I've seen. I mean, I think that's one of the things that when we looked at him in the draft, that was one of the things that we saw, is his ability to rush the passer. And so that's something that we're going to count on. He's got to continue to improve in the run game and continue to improve, you know, just understanding how to play the NFL game. You know, he comes from a small school, so there's a big learning curve for him. But he's got some athletic ability, got some pass rush ability.
What do you think of Bergstrom playing left guard, and how much of a plus is it for him, sort of in a, you know, strange way, to have Nix be out? Gives Bergstrom more tape, obviously.
Well, listen, you know, you got to look for your opportunities. And, you know, him and Nix have been rotating in and out, and when Nix is down, we need somebody else to step up. And so this is an opportunity for him to step up and try to take advantage of that opportunity.
Did the receiving core get off to a slower start than you anticipated, and are they showing signs of improvement?
Well, I think they've shown signs of improvement. I think first couple of days of camp, you know, I think drops were an issue. I think they've improved in that regard. But again, you know, this training camp's a process. And what I'm looking for is, is continued improvement throughout training camp and throughout the preseason.
Any update yet on Miles Burris? Is it encouragement in coming back soon?
I don't foresee him being out here in the next few days. Hopefully we'll be able to get him out here soon.
Is there a story with the silver jerseys, Coach?
Well, we talk a lot about competition, and we're going to compete. And, there'll be practices with, throughout training camp where we'll put the jerseys up for grabs. And the side of the ball that competes the best, the side of the ball that wins, because at the end of the day, we're judged on winning and losing. And we had a competition day the other day. The offense won the jersey. Defense is fighting to get it back.
Has there been a process that you've seen of Osberry sort of growing into a tight end? I mean, he was a 240-pound wide receiver, and now I guess he's up to 260-something. His agility and such, it seemed like it might have dropped off a little bit last year as he got bigger, but has he grown into that now?
Yeah, I think when you look at David Osberry, the concern with David Osberry has nothing to do with the physical ability. It's really a lot more about the mental aspect of the game, understanding how to play the tight end position. He's worked extremely hard. We always knew that he had receiving talent. Where he's improved the most, number one, is assignment. He's been a lot better on his assignments. And then number two is his ability to block, both in the run game and in pass protection.
1 week in, are you pretty encouraged with the conditioning you've seen from the team?
Say that again.
1 week in, are you pretty encouraged with the conditioning you've seen from the team?
Yeah, I think the guys came in relatively good shape. And I think that's the process that you go through as you go through training camp. And really, it's really probably not as much about the physical conditioning as it is just the mental conditioning of being able to push yourself through.
What did you see from Jason Hunter that you liked in Denver? I mean, he was hurt fairly early on in your tenure there, right? You just had him for one training camp?
No, he played for us. Oh, okay. He played for us. And Jason's a guy that he loves football. And he enjoys competing. He likes the physical aspect of the game. And he's one of those guys that you're not begging Jason to come out here and want to play. You're not begging Jason to get the pads on. He was the most excited guy on our football team to know that we were going to get put the pads on and start hitting a little bit. So, I think he's a guy that's got that kind of lunch pail mentality, just goes to work every day and tries to do his job.
As far as all the run defense, I can see a guy that you can count on to set a physical edge and just...
Yeah, that's, that was one of the things that we thought in Denver. And obviously that's one of the reasons why we brought him here, because we feel like he's a solid run defender that's going to give us a little bit in pass rush too.
You've been, in terms of the communication level on defense with all the new guys, have you been pleased with how they've been so far, or are there still issues to work through there?
Well, there's always issues. There's always issues, and that's going to continue. But I think as these guys continue to get a feel for each other, continue to hang out here, continue to talk, continue to go in the meetings and understand exactly what we're trying to get done, I think the communication is going to continue to get better. But the positive thing is they understand the importance of it, and they want to be good, and they're working extremely hard to get that done.
You were talking about the go-to receivers. What's the next step for Denarius Moore? What's the next step in his progression, I guess?
I think make the plays that we want him to make. He's going to have to go up and make the contested plays. And he's going to have to, make sure that he didn't have those concentration drops that he had at times last year. And it's as much about the mental part of it as it is the physical part of it. Just, to be the go-to guy, you got to see yourself as the go-to guy. And we got to develop a swagger with the players on this team. And there's got to be a vision, and there's got to be a belief that they're good football players, and that they can get the job done.
Your observations of DJ Hayden after the first couple of
days? Well, I think he's rusty. I've seen some really good things. He's a very talented athlete. He's a little bit behind because of what he missed in the offseason program. But I like the way he works. I like his mindset. Again, he's one of those guys that he's not a first-round draft choice that feels like he's entitled. He's a first-round draft choice that wants to come in and prove himself. That's what I like about him.
is there a goal for him, like week two of the preseason, as far as getting into a game or a contact, or what's your, you have a goal in mind?
Well, I don't know if we necessarily have a goal in mind. I mean, my anticipation is that at some point in the preseason, he's going to be cleared to go full contact. And really, at the end of the day, that's a doctor's decision. And once he gets cleared from the doctors for full contact, I think mentally he's ready to roll.